Militarism in the Niger Delta is a direct consequence of oil activities, oil politics, the oil complex in the Niger Delta region. And also we had another workshop that focused directly on oil and outrage fire in the Niger Delta, talking about the gas flaring in the Niger Delta. And and the oil company, Shell in particular, even Chevron, have deliberately refused to stop flaring gas in the Niger Delta region. And the impacts are enormous. There is health hazards. It corrodes the roofs. It pollutes the water. We cannot harvest rainwater. We don't have potable water to drink, so we continue to drink polluted water in the Niger Delta. And I've been able in this forum to share the experiences of the Niger Delta people. And I expect solidarity from movements, social movements in the United States. And also I expect that the social movement in the United States will put pressure on the Obama government to do something to address the issues in the Niger Delta, but not to use the military option.
When you talk about the militarization, there's a specificity about how that comes down for women. In the workshop, did you share any specific stories so that people really kind of feel what the concept is of women in militarization?
Yes, in the workshop, I actually spoke about the impact of militarization on women, rape, sexual abuse, sexual exploitation, childhood, motherhood, unwanted pregnancy as a result of the military men taking advantage of the young women in the communities where they are deployed to. I also spoke about military roadblocks all over the communities of the Niger Delta, not only the communities but the state capitals as well. So every other person is intimidated. Everybody, one way or the other, is affected by militarism, and women suffer the most. In most cases, most of the young men that are innocent are killed, and the police and the soldiers give the excuse that they are part of the militant. But also, militancy is also a direct consequence of government using military might to suppress the resistance movement in the Niger Delta region. The experiences about the impact of militarism on women, the effect of militarism on women, and I also called on the social movement represented here to join us in solidarity to campaign against and call on international community to do something about the government of Nigeria withdrawing the military from the communities of the Niger Delta.
Because you said that the violence is also, well, do you want to follow up? We missed the part, or did we get the part about the violence being used by the military of the state?
Yeah.
It creates a context.
It created militancy, because militancy was a reaction from the people against government direct military action, because government usually responds with military might against the people to suppress the resistance movement. So the community people started building their own military, their own militant groups. The elites also built their own militant groups to use mainly in elections. And then after the elections, those groups transformed into cultist groups and armed groups that further terrorize the people of the community. So the women suffer from the oppression from government military forces, oppression from the militant groups, and oppression from the armed gangs that are created by the political elites.
And can you talk about the connection between the Nigerian military and the oil companies? What's the link between the two?
The oil companies also have their own security groups, but in most cases the oil companies sponsor and fund the Nigerian armed forces that are working in the communities protecting their oil installations. So they sponsor them, they pay for their accommodation, they give them money for food, and they also use them against social movements in the communities.
There's a couple famous examples, right? Can you give us, you know, ones that people may need to be reminded of the military being used to literally attack?
The Ogoni crisis is an example of oil companies' involvement in the military, because the River State Internal Security Task Force was set up during the Ogoni crisis in the 1990s, and these soldiers were deployed into Ogoni land. This task force was led by then Major Colonel Paul Okutimo. Paul Okutimo was invited to the Okuta panel that tried the issues. Even Ogoni women were there that were raped during that time, and nothing is done to Paulo Kitimo. He's still walking about in Nigeria as a free man. And then also in Chevron, in Escravos, where Chevron is operating, there are also cases of Chevron sponsoring military action against the people. In the bombing of Baramatu in May 2009, the problem started with a Chevron boat that carried military personnel to somewhere. So there was the question about what was Chevron boat doing carrying soldiers that went to bomb the communities.